Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Now the DraftKings Extra Point takes a look back from a media standpoint at the Vikings' first four games this season. And we welcome into Vikings Game Plan Ben Gessling from ESPN.com.
Thanks, PA. Well, obviously, with an early bye here, we get a chance to kind of reflect on where the Vikings are at this week rather than looking at an upcoming opponent. 2-2 going into the bye. As Mike Zimmer talked about on Monday, this is a team that if they put things together, you see them having the chance to be pretty good. A lot of this at this point almost looks like the way they were winning games in 2012, where Adrian Peterson was carrying the offense. They were asking the quarterback to make some throws, and the defense was good enough to seal things off, except for the fact that the quarterback certainly is better than what they had back then. Teddy Bridgewater really impressed me with a lot of the things he did in the second half on Sunday, the way he was able to take some hits, make plays, certainly extensive plays with his feet. A lot of those things were impressive, and if you see him continue to do those things in the second half of the season, the Vikings have a chance to certainly take the next step on offense. The defense obviously is playing a lot better than what they've had in recent years. I like the way that this defense can dictate this game a little bit more than they've been able to do in the past. It's not just a defense that's trying to bend but not break. They can get after quarterbacks and they can dictate the flow of games. And we've seen them do that, especially in those Detroit and San Diego games early here.
Chargers have one timeout to work with. Rivers is sacked, thrown down by Griffin.
Obviously, the pass protection is a concern. Obviously, Blair Walsh missing a couple key kicks is an issue. But if the Vikings continue to go on the trajectory that they're on, I think this has a chance to be a team that makes a playoff push, especially with a couple winnable games coming up here on the road. They need to be better on the road, but Detroit and Chicago should allow them to build some momentum in that regard.
Defense on three. One, two, three. Defense.
And this could, I think, be a team that makes a playoff push late this season, especially with the NFC looking like it's very much up for the taking beyond a couple of those top teams. Guys, back to you.